Recording started.
Okay. Hello and welcome to AmRest third quarter 2011 teleconference. Today we have following speakers: Henry McGovern, Chairman of the Supervisor Board; Mark Chandler, CFO; Piotr Boliński, Finance Director; and myself, Maciej Małysz, Investor Relations Manager. We will begin with a presentation. It should take about 15 minutes. Then we have time for some questions. Henry, please begin.
Good morning, everybody, and thanks for joining the call. Obviously, a very strong quarter for us, so happy to go over some of the progress that's been happening within the company. And we see that really across the board at the moment. Very significant improvement in our results for Q3, as you've seen yesterday when we announced quarterly sales increase up by 34%, over 700 million zlotys, obviously driven extensively by the addition of the Restoravia business, but also across all of our core operating businesses. Russia being the most dynamic, we continue to see double-digit growth there that we've reported in previous quarters. The overall environment in Central Europe, we would still qualify as challenging. We see it across different trade zones and across different restaurant types. But the scale of our additions that we've been making to store counts over the last year has really come to play in our performance here. The growth and profitability, as I said, can be seen, you know, really across all businesses, including the United States, which has seen sales be flat in the third quarter, still positive year to date, but with all segments performing well, we saw more than a doubling of our EBITDA to 86 million and continued to see margin improvement up to 12.3%. Quarterly net profit also quadrupled to over 30 million. This has been an area that's been held down by all the openings in the past, but as we continue to get scale, we see more flow through there. On the margin side, I think it is worth noting that we are seeing the food pressure that is noted in the press pretty much all around the world, and all the restaurant companies around the world. Chicken and beef are at record levels at the moment. We see it in some other areas. We've been pretty successful in holding food costs down because of the leverage we gained from our supply company. We expect food inflation to continue into next year, and we see that continuing in beef especially. We also see it in the U.S. Where we're expecting, you know, low single digit but continued food inflation in our U.S. business. Despite that, we've continued to see margin improvement. The labor efficiencies that we've been able to get, we expect to continue. So we do expect margins to stay pretty firm at these levels. On development, we as promised, have continued to ramp up on the development side. 72 restaurants open for to date, 56 of those in Central Europe. We'll end up in the high 70s for this year, which was below our target as some units have slipped into next year. But overall, the pipeline continues to be strong and develop. The pipeline for Restoravia for 2012 also continues to build strongly, and we would expect to increase development of Restoravia over this year's numbers. And I'll touch a little bit more on the international expansion of Restoravia in a few minutes. The results of Restoravia, extremely strong. The margin of 23.7% continues to show the reason for our acquisition of this business. The margin there is extremely strong because of the business model. I would like to point out that as the crisis has unfolded in Europe here recently in the last couple of months, and in the U.S., worries with the stock market decline, we have seen some immediate reaction on the sales line of both the U.S. business and the Spanish business. Nothing dramatic, and the businesses continue both to trade strongly, but we have seen a slight slowdown in the last month or so. We would expect margins to stay strong, and as I mentioned, because of the business model. So let me touch a bit on international expansion for Tagliatella. As we reported out, our intention is to be in the large emerging markets of the world. I will be personally going over to see the expansion into India and China in the next 2 months, looking at how site location is going and how the development of the teams are going there. We do intend to expand Tagliatella to multiple new countries next year. We've been building a people capability and pipeline from a supply point of view over the last few months. We've made some personnel changes to beef up the international capability of the Spanish team, adding in a development director or higher level finance director to be able to support this international growth, and are very happy with the teams we've hired, the experience level of the teams we've hired for our new markets. So you can expect in 2012 to see us testing a number of new markets as we look at the internationalization of Tagliatella. And that should keep, you know, sales trends moving forward on the brand, on Tagliatella. We expect Spain to stay strong. The pipeline within Spain is also strong. So as we look forward going into Q4 and going into next year, we see continued strength across the business. And then the next slide shows our sales trends. Consolidated improvement, as I mentioned, of 34%. Russia up 30%, driven mainly by same-store sales. CE, both Poland and Czech, up both same-store sales and new unit growth, pushing that. The U.S. performance on a zloty basis is negative. On a U.S. dollar, we're still positive year-to-date on sales level and obviously on the margin level. And Restaurantvia continues to push forward 21% versus last year, adding $128 million to our revenue. The brand portfolio obviously took a shift with the Tagliatella edition, and we continue to add stores. Starbucks, for all of you who are in Warsaw, you've probably recently seen a big change in the visibility of our brand in Warsaw. We've added a couple of flagship sites in downtown Warsaw, and the pipeline is looking better and better for Starbucks. So we feel good about the Polish expansion. The Czech pipeline for Starbucks is not quite as strong, but the brand continues to perform well, and development of the brand goes forward. Burger King continues to have more troubles. We need to get to scale, so we have more TV scale, as we've reported before. So we're not getting quite the pipeline in Burger King that we are with Starbucks. KFC continues to be very strong and is the lead brand in the region. With that, let me turn it over to Piotr.
Thank you, Henry. Good afternoon, everyone. We're going to guide you through quarterly financials that we reported yesterday. I hope the majority of you had the chance to have a look at the exceptionally good result that we filed. Q3 was one of those moments where we felt really proud of our operations team, because the improvement in performance was seen, as Henry mentioned, across the board in all the markets. As you could see, our EBITDA for the quarter doubled compared to last year and stood at the level of 86 million zlotys. And what's very important, the margin went up as well, and we managed to improve the EBITDA margin by more than 4 percentage points. Obviously, the biggest positive impact here was the addition of Spanish business. We had a chance to consolidate that business for three full months of the quarter, and overall Spanish operations added more than 30 million zlotys in EBITDA line. The next one in a row is obviously Central European business combined with Russia. Both markets reported EBITDA of more than 51 million zlotys, and the quarter-on-quarter improvement was also astonishing and amounted to 10 million zlotys. What's worth to also point out here is that the EBITDA result that you're seeing is still burdened with significant startup costs, and
For the quarter, the cost of rollout of new stores, mostly related to pre-opening rents, stood at the level of 6.7 million zlotys. As Henry mentioned, we managed to flow through the majority of those improvements to the bottom line, and as reflected in our P&L, the net profit for the quarter stood at the level of 30.3 million and contributed to the year-to-date result of 55.9 million zlotys. What's worth mentioning here is that this is a historically high result that we've reported, and what's even more important is that in relative terms, our performance improved as well, and the best reflection of that is earnings per share that increased by over 35% compared to last year. We believe that this one is the best reflection of relative improvement in the return of capital employed in our business. When it comes to balance sheet, our balance sheet remains fairly strong and is stable compared to what we reported for the first half of this year. Our leverage ratio stood at 2.6 times EBITDA, and this KPI is obviously based on trailing 12-month performance of the core business, as well as based on annualized results of Restauravia that we acquired in April. The increase in nominal level of net debt of approximately 90 million was mostly driven by new openings in the quarter. As mentioned, we've opened more than 20 stores throughout the last 3 months, and this is basically the biggest use of our capital at the moment. Other than net debt level, what needs to be noted is that we've decided to adjust the valuation of put option liability, and we adjusted this upwards to the level of almost 59 million euros. This category of balance sheet is related strictly to Restauravia acquisition and represents future expected value of minority interest. And as we reported earlier this year, we're going to have an option to purchase the minority stake within next 3 years. I mean, after next 3 years. So the option would be available for us from April 2014. This one obviously is a big number, and it's related to our expectation when it comes to cash flow generation of Spanish operations. Moving on to segments, as you can see on slide number 8, the improvement is seen across all the markets. Our Central European operations, they still remain the biggest cash contributor. The EBITDA reported in CE amounted to almost 44 million zlotys. As you could see, in terms of margins, CE business improved by a notch. What's worth mentioning here is that the real improvement is bigger than what you can read from the face of the presentation here. In CEE, we've seen, the biggest startup charges that we've had were reported in CEE, where we continued to open the most of our stores, especially in Poland. We estimate that the cost of startups translate to approximately 0.5% of the margin. So, taking into account that, the improvement, the real improvement in the performance of the business is even bigger. Looking at the brand portfolio, Czech market managed to improve the most. It's almost 2.5% improvement that came from both KFC and Starbucks. In Starbucks, we had the pleasure to report the double-digit EBITDA margin, which is very much in line with what we expected when we opened the market. When it comes to Poland, obviously KFC continues strong. It's very stable. The majority of cost of sales, cost of food pressures, we managed to contain by making some reductions in cost of labor, mostly through through efficiency efforts here. And as reported previously, there's still the biggest improvement opportunity is in BK, which is still below our expectations. Looking at Russia managed to almost double the level of EBITDA that was contributed, and the margin improvement here is also massive. It's 4 percentage points that came from both KFC and Pizza Hut operations, and is a derivative of both increased volumes as well as our improvements in operating margins. Spain, the next one in line, reported more than 30 million zlotys in EBITDA. The EBITDA from Spain is obviously a lot bigger than the one reported for second quarter of this year. It's related mostly to the fact that we had the chance to consolidate 3 full months of operations in Spain, and also, as Henry mentioned, the business model is very attractive there, with very high operating margins. When it comes to the U.S. business, the nominal improvement is smallest, though relative effort was huge there. On the back of pretty much flat sales denominated in the dollar, we managed to double the EBITDA, which is a great result and can be attributed to really good management of our operating business in the U.S. All of these initiatives, they obviously had a direct flow through to net profit, as discussed before. As you can see on slide 9, you can see the consolidated profit and loss statement of the group. Pretty much across all P&L categories, we reported the improvement. Our profit from operations went up to 86 million with the margin improvement of more than percentage point. On non-operating activity side, there's one non-recurring item or one-off which we would like to point out to you. In the line of finance income, we've reported approximately 6.5 million of positive foreign exchange gains that were realized on intercompany loans, euro-denominated intercompany loans. This is a one-off that we do not expect to continue or to you know, to be reported in the future. Though all in all, it was a very strong quarter, and as you can see on the summary slide number 10. When you look at our trailing 12-month performance, it has been improving consistently. The trailing 12-month net profit is now at the level of 65.5 million zloty, and we expect that to slowly, surely improve over time. So with that, I'm going to open it up for any Q&A.
Okay, thank you, Piotr. The floor is now open for questions.
So, good afternoon, Kamil Szlaga, KB Securities. I have a few questions. We're starting off maybe with U.S. operations. It appears that the seasonality didn't put much pressure on the margin, 3Q. Do you think the margin is more or less sustainable in the final quarter?
The seasonality pattern that we've been discussing for many quarters is still in place. Usually the second half of the year is slower in the U.S., though the reported EBITDA levels that you see are definite improvement compared to last year, and we hope that we'll manage to maintain that. The one uncertainty that we have in this equation is obviously the top line and overall economic environment in the U.S. If we manage to keep the sales at the current levels, we should be pretty much positive about that year in the U.S.
Yeah, we're expecting for the U.S. business for the year to achieve about a point and a half margin improvement at EBITDA. which is what we had planned and anticipated for the business. So we're on track in terms of that, or achieving that. And that so the fourth quarter, we will continue to improve upon last year's margins.
Okay, and the total EBITDA in other countries and the unallocated EBITDA generated over 4 million losses in the first half 2011. And I wonder why it managed to break even this quarter.
Which markets are you referring to?
Well, other CEE markets and combined with unallocated EBITDA.
Like the major improvement is related to performance of our Hungarian business, where our KFC business continues strong. So on the operating side, this is directly the market that contributed. And when it comes to unallocated activities, those are mostly the cost of the holding company. So the improvement that you can see here is related to a large extent to the reduction of unnecessary administrative costs. So this is pretty much that.
And do you think it's going to stay in the black moving forward?
Hello?
No.
We keep losing you. Could you please repeat the question?
We expect it to continue in the black.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, great. And the final one from my side, how do you feel about October, November, and do you think this expected slowdown in the economy is gonna put a pressure on your same-store sales, and is it possible to have a positive same-store sales next year?
You know, we if you look across our business, I'm sure that, you know, obviously with most of Warsaw Stock Exchange companies having reported, and most of them having reported down, there's certain skepticism to such strong results coming out from us in Q3. Overall, we're benefiting from a few things here. We're benefiting from increased scale in some of our core businesses. We're obviously benefiting from the diversification that we've put in place over the last couple of years, so that we're operating in a number of different markets. Overall, we would expect to see continued growth going into next year. I think the U.S. at this point is very hard to read. The Spanish business is hard to read, but that business model is so strong that we expect we have very good sites, and new stores have been outperforming old stores, and the pipeline is quite strong. Our Russian business, we would expect to continue to see strong growth. And in Central Europe, all signs are that we should continue to see growth as we've really got a lot of leverage on the advertising side. We feel comfortable with where the brands are operationally, our operating metrics, so we feel good about the brands across Central Europe.
Okay, thank you.
So maybe we'll two questions from my side, Łukasz Wachełko. Let me start with congratulations on the best ever figures.
Thank you.
Well, being nice, I will ask about the Spanish business. What's the current earnings power for Saudi? Because it looks that the business is outperforming your expectations. What kind of current firepower has the company in terms of annualized sales and EBITDA?
Are you talking globally or in Spain?
Well, in fact, globally, but at the current moment still means mainly Spain.
As I say, I don't think we're going to give you any direct forecast there, Wojciech, but we're very happy with the pipeline of new units. We should outbuild what we built this year, and the brand continues to take market share in the country. You know, it's anybody's read, I think, right now as to what's going to go on with European currencies and markets. We've noticed a bit of slowdown in sales in the last 2 months, but nothing dramatic. And if you look over the 3 years as we reported when we bought the business, you know, the business did experience slow single-digit decline in same-store sales during some of the years of the recession that Spain has been going through. But overall, the brand is very strong. So I think you can expect to continue to see nice double-digit earnings growth in that business.
Okay, and well, the little bit tougher question. Again, we're hearing that Burger King is underperforming. What's the future for the brand in your portfolio?
So we went on TV, not an aggressive TV campaign, but we wanted to test it. I can tell you that right now, within the Central European business, Burger King has the highest same-store sales, thanks to the TV. So it did respond nicely to the TV campaign. We still think that 50 restaurants will have enough scale to routinely be on TV as opposed to just testing it. So this year we did one flight. Next year we anticipate doing a couple of flights and getting close to the 50 stores. So it continues to be there. It has a long way to go. Obviously, its loss is less now, but it's still a turnaround business and not one we're putting a tremendous amount of capital into. We're only going to take very good locations for next year, so the build plan will probably be slightly less than 10 stores next year.
Don't you think that it's a little bit risky strategy for now, given that next year may be tougher just to allocating capital to the business which is still underperforming, while you could invest the very same cash into KFC, for example, the proven business? Maybe it would be a worse idea in the long term, but in the short term, doesn't it, is it risky?
Well, I don't know that risky is the right word for it. You may be able to question the allocation of capital. I think we have to manage both the short term and the long term, obviously. And the burger business is the largest category in the industry. It's 40% of all QSR industry is the hamburger business. And we are seeing nice trends in the same store sales at the moment. It just has a long way to go. So I think if we want to be the dominant player that we want to be in Central Europe, we have to be in this segment. And we're, as I mentioned, we're only allocating capital to the best locations next year. We scaled back the overall development of the brand to focus on just the prime locations so that we don't have that risk in the capital.
I think it's also, I want to make clear, we haven't, in terms of KFC, we haven't, as a result of Burger King, not invested in the sites that are there. So we continue to allocate capital fully to KFC sites that are good sites. So we haven't sacrificed KFC in behalf of for Burger King. So I'll be clear about that.
Okay, thank you for talking, my friend.
Hello, this is Barbara Zaleska from Wood & Company. Could you give us perhaps an update on the openings plan for the next year?
Mark, you want to take that?
Yeah, this is about the openings for next year. Yes,
yeah,
we're looking at for the CEE in Russia to be pretty much in line with this year. A little bit more builds would be closer to 80 builds next year in CEE in Russia. In terms of the pipeline for Restauravia, continue to build through franchise, combination of franchise and equity stores will be around 15, and then we'll also, that's within Spain, and then we have other units that we, as Henry mentioned, the international expansion, we have money allocated as well for that. So we feel really good about the pipeline. We've got a lot of sites already signed up, so we'll exit the year actually with more contracts signed than we did, than we ended up last year. So we've gone through the pipeline a couple days ago and feel very good about looking at roughly 80 builds for the CE in Russia.
And what sort of CapEx would you expect for this opening?
We're looking at with about $350 million is the number we're targeting. It covers all the new markets plus renovations. And so it's just slightly higher than what we're going to spend this year.
Yeah, yes, it'll be
easier. So 350 is a number we're looking for 2012.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you have any other questions? If there are no further questions, I'd like to thank you very much for your participation, and please contact me if you got any further questions. Thank you.